This episode is brought to you by Kirkland Brand Vitamin B12. Kirkland Brand Vitamin B12 helps prevent vitamin B12 deficiency. This episode is also sponsored by Ray-Ban. Click the link in the description for 90% off Ray-Bans. And finally, Barry's Razor. Are you frustrated by the prices of the big razor companies? I was too. That is why I switched to a razor sharing service called Barry's Razor. How often is your razor sitting in the bathroom not being used? Why pay for a razor that's just sitting there when you can spend a fraction of the cost to only have a razor when you need it? Barry's offers the highest quality 5-blade razor made at the world's number one blade factory. The more people that subscribe to Barry's Razor, the cheaper it is for you. Sign your friends up for Barry's Razor and get money back towards your own subscription. Sign enough people up and you'll be getting paid to shave. Take that, big razor. Subscribe to Barry's Razor at www.barrysrazor.com/thenameofthispodcast. As a man who cannot grow a beard, the last thing I need in my bathroom is a razor making fun of the fact that I need to use it. Thanks to Barry's Razor, I only have a condescending razor in my bathroom on my terms. Barry's Razor allows me to go into the app and have the 5-blade razor shipped directly to my door. I use it when I need to freshen up for a date, which is something that definitely happens a lot. I am legally obligated to tell you this is not a scam. In April 1962, Andy Warhol finished his famous Campbell Soup Cans painting. The meaning of this painting goes beyond art, as it serves as a warning of events to come. Later that year, Warhol would paint Marilyn Dipstick, a composition of 50 portraits of Marilyn Monroe. These paintings make up Andy Warhol's warning of how Campbell's Soup Company would stop at nothing to find the one bowl to rule them all. What is this lost historical artifact? It is the bowl that held the soup the disciples dipped the bread in at the Last Supper, and the one bowl to rule them all is said to bring unimaginable power to whoever possesses it. Andy Warhol first discovered this plot when researching for his Campbell's Soup Cans painting. Initially, he was only going to paint one soup can, but when he arranged the cans of the 32 varieties that Campbell's Soup offered, he discovered the secret message hidden by Campbell's Soup. In order to let others know about this hidden message, he painted all of the 32 varieties of soup. The 32 varieties of soup offered by Campbell's Soup Company in 1962 are clam chowder, Manhattan style, chicken noodle, cream of vegetable, onion, made with beef stock, green pea, scotch broth, a hearty soup, vegetable, split pea with ham, vegetable beef, bean with bacon, cheddar cheese, great as a sauce too, old-fashioned tomato rice, beef with vegetables and barley, cream of asparagus, cream of celery, turkey noodle, beef broth, chicken gumbo, turkey vegetable, chili beef, vegetable bean, cream of chicken, pepper pot, chicken with rice, consomme, beef, tomato, minestrone, Italian-style vegetable, chicken vegetable, and beef noodle. Each can has 11 fleur-de-lis on it, with the exception of one can, which only has 4. That means there's a total of 345 fleur-de-lis on the 32-can painting. The Campbell soup cans are arranged in 8 columns and 4 rows, and the painting was finished in 1962. Rearrange those numbers and what do you get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, and 9. The 7 is missing. If you add that 7 to the year the painting was finished, which is 1962, you get 1969. Andy Warhol was warning us about the Campbell Soup Company helping NASA put a man on the moon. Why did they want to put a man on the moon? Most people think Campbell's Soup only helped NASA put a man on the moon to win the space race. Their true motivation was the search for the one bowl to rule them all. It was their belief that they had exhausted all search efforts on Earth and were now trying to find it on the moon. Andy Warhol also discovered what Campbell's Soup had planned for the president who had stated that they would put a man on the moon. If you take the year the painting was released in 1962, and you add the number of soups that are great as a sauce too, you get 1963. This is the same year that JFK was assassinated. From my research, the so-called second shooter that was in the grassy knoll was actually Andy Warhol trying to thwart Lee Harvey Oswald's assassination attempt on the president. Unfortunately, Andy Warhol is a better painter than he is assassin and failed at this attempt. Warhol also discovered a link between the Campbell's Soup Company and one of the worst atrocities to ever happen. There is one can of soup that does not have 11 fleur-de-lis. It is the onion soup made with beef stock. All of the other soup cans that have extra writing, such as Greatest of Sauce 2, still have 11 fleur-de-lis. What is the significance about this can? Well, it's an onion soup, and onions have layers. What else has layers? Ogres. Ogres are like onions. They have layers. What movie taught us this fact? Shrek, which was released in 2001, the same year as the 9/11 attacks. Campbell soup can also be linked to the Bin Laden assassination. If you take the year of the moon landing, 1969, plus the number of Marilyn Monroe portraits and Marilyn dipstick, which is 50, subtract the number of columns in the 32 can painting, you get 2011, tying Campbell Soup Company to the Bin Laden assassination. Campbell Soup is also behind the Mayan calendar ending in 2012. If you take the year the painting was released, plus the number of Marilyn dipsticks, it's 2012. So why does Campbell Soup Company go through all this effort to find one bowl? They want nothing but power, and they want to form a one soup order controlling the world. Campbell Soup is slowly brainwashing people with their soup so that all they think about is finding the one bowl to rule them all, delivering it to Campbell Soup headquarters. A lot of my readers have asked, is Campbell Soup Company behind the COVID-19 outbreak? Well, I can't find a conclusion based on any research. All you can do is ask one question. What do people eat when they're sick? It's soup. I think this question answers that other question. There has also been a lot less people calling into the show. Apparently people are worried about catching COVID-19 through phone calls, and that is not true. Well, with a cell phone, you can only catch it because the disease can only go through a landline, but it hasn't figured out or mutated yet to the point where it can travel through satellite signals. Tune in next week to find out how you can safeguard yourself against Campbell Soup tracking your every single move using their soup cans.